This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1444. Do you have hat hair? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, let's look at a fun vocabulary theme. You'll learn expressions with the word hat. Some are a throwback, some are more modern, but they are all a great way to have fun with your English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Excellent, Michelle. How's everything going for you? What's up?
I'm good. As I mentioned last time, I am not going to talk about the weather, even though I just said it, but I'm not going
to. Resist the temptation, Michelle. Resist it.
Yes. Instead, I'm going to tell you about this big hat that I just got.
Michelle, your Instagram videos are pretty funny sometimes. Did you do an Instagram video about this or something?
I definitely have talked about hats. I've talked about wearing hats, and I got this big hat, and I keep on thinking, maybe I'll do an Instagram video.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. This,
but then I think I've done too many hat videos pictures.
We love it.
thank you. Yeah, I try and get a little bit funny over there. But I got this big one. It's like, it reminds me of, it's not really like that big. But for me, it is. Are you a hat person, Lindsay?
Not really. I have like a cap that I wear now because it's so sunny out here in the West when I hike and stuff. But I don't love wearing hats because I prefer to show my hair. Like, I don't want to cover my hair.
I'm the same way. I'm not really a hat person, but it's like when it's so bright outside, I just,
It's better for your skin. It's better for your skin.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I say, are you a hat person? Mm-hmm. I mean, what do I mean by that? Actually, that makes me think of a video you recently did on Instagram about a cup or a cone person.
Oh my gosh. Is this what we're talking about today? Oh, we should do
it. Well, it's not.
Actually, you know what, Michelle? A lot of listeners on Instagram responded. We got like 80 comments on that particular video. I think our listeners want to learn more about that construction.
Okay.
So let's do an episode on that another day. How can we use a noun to describe ourselves? Like, I'm a dog person, not a cat person. I'm a cone person, not a cup person when it comes to ice cream. Let's do an episode on that. Let's go deeper into that.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we'll save it. Yeah. But it basically means, are you a hat person? Do you wear hats? Do you like hats?
Exactly.
Right?
So yeah, I'm not really a hat person. It sounds like you are not exactly either.
But I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Inspired by my son who loves hats.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. So on Instagram a few months ago, I taught accessory and I had a hat on. So that's what that was about.
Okay.
So definitely. So guys, remember, follow us on Instagram. A great way to keep up with us. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, good stuff. So what about this expression
accessory? We're going to talk more about hats today, actually. I started thinking about expressions and idioms using the word hat, and I realized that it's very popular, actually. Mm. So I think that our listeners would benefit from these. So we're going to go over some expressions with the word hat.
Yeah, I wonder why it is so popular. Maybe it makes me me think of the days of like pioneers moving west and wearing hats and like, I don't know, a sense of respect to take off your hat and show respect when you enter a place. The old days of, I don't know. I don't know, Michelle, there's a lot to dig in here. I always like to go one level deeper. What's the meaning?
Yeah, definitely. No, I love that too. Yeah, who knows? Who knows what it could be? I also think of like, you know, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh
like,
my God. You know,
it's like famous to have those Kentucky guys. If you don't know, there's this horse race every year, the Kentucky Derby. And it's very famous for, you know, people wearing like these crazy big hats.
That is so good, Michelle. Good reference. Guys, check it out. Go to Google in images of the Kentucky Derby. And it's kind of like a hat show in a sense.
Yeah. And you could actually say to somebody, like if you are like the kind of person who really likes big, you know, very extravagant hats, you could make a joke. You could say like, I'm wearing my Kentucky Derby hat.
Yeah. And that's kind of a Southern thing. That's a Southern, an old South fashion show in a sense. And they drink like mint juleps, right? That's their whole thing. It's hats and mint julep. Good stuff. So, all right, Michelle, let's get into this then. I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So what's the first expression?
Okay. This is good. So hang on to your hat.
yeah. So this is basically like, get ready. Something crazy is about to happen, right?
Brace yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And we did brace yourself in episode 1390. So that could be a good one to listen for as well. But yeah, it's the same idea. Like it would be said in kind of a humorous way. I don't think it sounds very serious. Do you, Lindsay?
No, I think it's just kind of in a fun way saying, hey, something big's coming. Get ready. Let's give an example here, Michelle.
All right. So I'm so glad you love touring New York. Well, hang on to your hat because it's going to get even better.
Yeah, I could definitely see a tour guide saying this. Yes. You know, like a tour guide that sits on top of those buses, those double-decker buses with the microphone.
Yes. Hang on to your hat. Yeah. I love it.
it's a little cheesy, I would say.
It's very cheesy. Yeah. It's very, very cheesy. That's important to note.
Guys, over on Instagram, we are experimenting with some fun new stuff, more stories coming out, and so much more. So go and follow All Ears English on Instagram, and we'll see you over there.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Lindsay, what's another example?
I'm glad you're enjoying your birthday. Well, hang on to your hat because I have a huge surprise waiting for you outside.
Yeah. Oh, nice. A new car. I don't know. yeah, I know. And you have to kind of say it in that way, like hang on to your hat. You couldn't just say like, hang on to your hat.
Right.
There's a surprise. Right. Like you have to say it in a humorous way.
Yeah, because when you say something cheesy like that, you have to be cheesy.
Yes. You have to play the role. You just have to own it. Like I'm being cheesy and I know that right now.
Yeah, because in a sense, you're kind of making fun of the phrase, how cheesy it is by being cheesy.
Right.
So okay. True. Another one. Yes.
Okay. This is like my favorite. I think this is hilarious.
Okay.
So it's eat eat one's hat.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever heard this.
You've never heard this? I remember hearing it. This is an oldie. I mean, this is like I remember here. I think maybe on I Love Lucy or different things like that. But I love this one and I think we should bring it back.
Okay.
So it's definitely old fashioned sounding, but I think it's hilarious and I would say it as a total joke.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
So okay, what does it mean? So it's saying that like if something, you're so confident that something is going to happen that if it doesn't happen, you're saying, I'll eat my hat if something doesn't happen.
Okay. Like you're giving your word that something's going to happen. You're promising.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Hmm. Right. So it's like or like just showing you, like you really bet something's going to happen. And again, like this might be a good one to use because like I said, if you're using an old fashioned phrase in kind of a joking way, just the fact that you're using it can make somebody laugh because they're surprised someone's even saying it. And part of humor is surprising someone.
Yeah. And this is also good because I feel like even if people, maybe you're talking to another non-native speaker, guys, and you use this, people can pretty much understand what it means from the context.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I think this shows, you know, just exaggerating more cheesiness. So let's do an example. There is no way my team won't win this game. Seriously, if they lose, I'll eat my hat.
I'd be shocked. Or is this a new one?
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't sure if it was a role player.
No, you're right.
Example.
Sorry.
Here's another example, guys. I'd be shocked if he actually showed up tonight. In fact, if I see him, I'll eat my hat. Nice. Okay, that's fun. Yeah, way to give your word. That could be another episode idea. We could show ways to give your word to guarantee that something is going to happen. Good one.
Okay. Ways to give your word. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Done. Okay, let's move on to another.
Okay, Michelle, what's next? This one I definitely know. Okay.
Yes.
Hats off.
So what is it?
Hats off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So use when you want to congratulate someone or tell them they've done a good job or you like something they did. Like for example, hats off to the chef. This meal is amazing.
Right. Exactly. You're saying congratulations, like, thanks. That was like good for you. Nice job.
I think I get this confused with hands down. Hats off and hands down. I personally
That's funny. I think we did hands down once on this show. Yeah.
Hands down means without a doubt, right? Like without a doubt, hands down, he's the best. And hats off means congratulations. So they are different. It's my personal quirk that I get them confused.
That's very funny. Like, oh, this is hats off the best.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh my God. I would love to hear you do that. That's pretty funny.
I love it. All right, here's an example. Michelle, hats off to you for starting a new exercise routine.
Right.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay. Because I know our listeners know that you've been wanting to, you know, kick it up in that exercise area, get a new routine going. You've shared that with us before.
It's really pathetic, the whole thing.
Okay.
Let us know. You know what I did the other day? I tried to exercise with my son because I'm always with him and he just screams. So I was trying and then he just like, he was like, no. So
you can't do like free weights, like use him as the free weight.
He definitely is a weight. I try sometimes. Or another example is hats off to Lucy for giving such a wonderful presentation. So you could use this in like a business context in a way, really.
Yeah, for sure. Just don't get it confused with hands down and you're good to go.
No,
guys.
Don't
you're
do that.
Okay, this next one is good, very common, and just more of a practical phrase.
Yes, I love this one. I keep on almost doing Instagram videos about this expression, but then I'm like, oh no, too many hat things. We have to
make sure that you have hat hair if you're going to do a video about hat hair, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I feel like lately I always have it. Definitely. Hat hair. So this is very common. I mean, this is like you said, it's more regular vocabulary. It's when your hair is messed up or it's very flat, you know, it's lost its volume, maybe it's sweaty because you're wearing a hat.
Exactly. This is why I don't wear hats. Like, I don't want to lose the volume in my hair. This is definitely something that women probably worry about more than guys. Very common. Take your hat off. You're like, oh, I have hat hair. Ugh. And then you may just say that in passing and then you fluff up your hair a little bit. Okay.
Right.
So it's a great phrase. It would sound very natural and native, right? To use it for sure.
Right. Yeah. I feel like almost like if I put on a hat, like I want to commit to it for the entire day.
Yeah. You kind of have to commit to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is the hat day. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
So what's an example?
Okay. Oh man, remind me never to wear a hat again. I get the worst hat hair.
Okay.
And you have to make sure you don't plan on going out that evening, right? You have to kind of
Yes. Exactly. Well, like this example, check out my hat hair, Lindsay. Ugh, it's okay. I'll just blow dry it tonight and fix it.
Oh man, I wish there weren't such issues with wearing a hat, because it is a good way to protect your face from the sun. It gets so sunny out here in Colorado, and we actually have the highest rate of skin cancer, fun fact, in the country.
She's being sarcastic, guys.
Fun fact. Yeah, fun fact just means like anytime you're going to give a little factoid, right, Michelle?
Right. Wow, I didn't know that.
You didn't know? Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's true. So Colorado, which makes total sense because we're at 5,000 feet anyways. We're a mile high. So, you know, the sun is just stronger naturally. But yeah, you really have to take care of your skin out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, make sure you do that, Lindsay.
I will. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle? We've learned some good ones.
All right. Well, guys, these are fun. These are fun episodes. These are fun expressions. And sometimes we like to do episodes on like a particular word or a particular theme. Mm-hmm. I think that it's good to do that because you can remember them in an easy way. Like, oh, all my hat idioms, right? Like, and you can kind of remember these chunks. So now you have a great way to remember certain expressions rather than if they're totally disorganized, right? And random. Yes. So it's fun every once in a while to do episodes where we do have a theme. I love the theme episodes. And yeah, remember to try out Kentucky Derby hat.
Yeah, and I would also say, guys, I want to challenge you to come back to the blog. This is episode 1444. Come back to allearsenglish.com and type in any other hat idioms you know, because I just thought of one other we didn't mention, which is to hang your hat. Like the place where you hang your hat is your home, right? What are some other ones that you guys know? Come back and type them into the comments. That would be awesome to see what you guys know. Okay, cool.
Definitely. Oh, definitely let us know. Okay, Lindsay, this has been fun, and make sure you put on your suntan lotion.
I will, for sure. And my hat, of course.
Yes. All right.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.